Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast am I, good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 2nd of December 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to that news, and sport and business and Sea Watch and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, over 1,000 cancer patients are waiting over the two-week referral target. The latest on that mouldy house in Colby. Our green future will require multiple sources of power. The government was running a £30 million deficit, so what's happening now? And the Ravens head to Barnoldswick tomorrow. And the Matrix signs are showing fog on the mountain road.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fast am I, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fast am I. Police have confirmed the man who died at the Isle of Man prison last week was Craig Jack Anderson. Officers are investigating his death on behalf of the coroner of inquests and say no further comment will be made at this time. The price of disposing wood at the Energy from Waste plant on the Isle of Man is set to increase by almost 200%. Department of Infrastructure is also hiking domestic waste disposal fees by 7.2% from April. And Manx Care says there's no immediate threat to stroke patients and those with heart conditions due to a global shortage of two key treatments. The Isle of Man, along with UK NHS trusts, is being asked to conserve supplies of two drugs due to manufacturer issues. Further afield, six children under the age of 10 are now confirmed to have died within 7 days of a diagnosis of strep A. It's an infection that's usually mild, but parents are being asked to look out for symptoms like a sore throat worsening and to seek medical attention. And the team at Glastonbury say Sir Elton John's headline performance will be the mother of all send-offs. He'll be headlining the Pyramid Stage next summer for what will be his final ever UK tour show. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gurumaya, thank you, Siobhan. From the Runnels Way Met Office, there's no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is slight, and the three-day weather tonight, dry, partially cloudy, on a light to moderate easterly, down to 6 through the night. Jarrah Shackton for the weekend. First of all, tomorrow, Saturday, Jasan will be dry with sunny intervals and a moderate easterly and up to 8 Celsius. Overnight minimum is 5. Jaduni, cloudy with occasional light showers on a fresh east-northeasterly, top temperature 7. Tides on the way back in. High waters at 2 minutes past 7. Low water 16 minutes to 2 a.m. High water tomorrow morning at 17 minutes before 8, and the sun rises at 16 minutes past 8.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
More than 1,000 cancer patients awaiting a two-week referral for medical attention have had that waiting time breached. This represents a 43% breach based on the overall number of referrals. The story from Tessa Hawley.
The majority of the breaches occurred in dermatology, followed by colorectal and then gynecology. Data shows that 12% of the missed referral times are due to patients either choosing to delay their appointment or not attending. In 2021 and 2022, there were 1,131 cancer referrals breached. That represents a 30% breach based on the overall number. Statistics from October show there were 439 people referred on that two-week pathway across a range of cancer specialties. 69 people waited either more than 29 days or between 17 and 21 days. There were 27 people who waited between 22 and 28 days. The specialty with the highest amount of people referred was skin, with 92 patients. 8 of these waited more than 29 days, and 24 people waited between 17 and 21. It means less than half of patients referred to the skin specialty were seen within the 14-day timeframe. 86 people were referred to the colorectal service, with 23 of these waiting more than 29 days for their first appointment. The majority of patients referred to gynecology waited more than 29 days to be seen. Just 2 people were referred to haematology in October. Neither were seen within the 2-week time frame. According to the Department of Health, 23% of the breaches over all specialties in October were due to patient choice. It says a cancer patient tracking list is held weekly, aimed to minimise potential delays to the patient pathway, and adds there's a programme of remedial actions to improve performance.
The Infrastructure Minister says his department's still involved in the plight of a resident in Colby who's claimed his house is plagued with issues. Max Radio highlighted Sean Ford's complaints with a social housing this week. The DOI declined to comment, but despite this, the DOI Minister, Chris Thomas MHK, took to Facebook to dispute elements of the case. He says the tenant made reasonable points.
It's not the case that the Department of Infrastructure is not still involved. It's just that one member of staff is not able to carry on commenting.
Not comment on individual cases is all well and good, you know, in a GDPR sense, and in terms of if this was a medical issue, I would get that a lot more. This is a gentleman who's come to us with specific issues, has called the department out, and in fairness, do you not want a chance to defend yourself further than just saying that there's more that you can't say on the record?
Well, in actual fact, and I appreciate the opportunity, in actual fact, I hadn't heard his interview when I made the statement I did both on social media and also on officially. And in fact, I thought the gentleman's interview was very measured. He makes reasonable points about the fact that we need good housing management. We need to make sure that they're maintained. There is more to the case I'm not going to talk about in particular grounds. So, you know, he was very reasonable and he's being treated very reasonably, like all social housing tenants are, I hope. I can't go into the specifics of that incident, but it is the case that, you know, black mould can be caused by either damp, you know, leaking roofs, or it can be caused by condensation and so on, firstly. Secondly, it is expensive to maintain houses. Thirdly, I'm passionately of the view that we need to spend more money on bringing so many Manx houses up to the States. I'm a bit disappointed that we're just looking at the short term and letting people buy a few rolls of insulation to put in their houses and draft excluders. To me, we've got millions we need to spend on private housing and social housing to make it more fit for a world in which the climate is being affected, and also energy costs are so much more expensive.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Pastor Mike, good evening. The Isle of Man will have to rely on various sources, not wind power alone, to achieve its green target, according to the chair of the Isle of Man's Climate Change Transformation Board. That's Daphne Kane, MHK, who was on Man in Line earlier today.
We can't always rely on the wind, but I think it's going to be a mix. So what we say is the optimised mixture of sources that benefits the Isle of Man. So you'll have potentially some onshore wind, some offshore wind, some onshore solar, some battery backup for all that. And one of the strategies, the research papers that we've commissioned as the Climate Board, has been on the future of biomass for the island, and what we need to is to discuss opportunities, what's going to be replacing fossil fuel generation with dispatchable energy and neutral carbon neutral generation. So we haven't all the ideas, but Manx Utilities have done studies into the future capacity needed, and one of the enormous pieces of research that we undertook was the Over Arup report on the future energy scenarios, and they give us certain scenarios of what goes into the mix and the likely cost of that. But what we are doing in all of this is meeting the needs of the island, which change and which will be influenced by how much, for instance, solar PV is going on every rooster standard. But in terms of how we move forward as an island, we want stability, most important, and security of our energy supply. But how we achieve that is likely to be a mix of all these technologies and potentially some in the future that will be developed and become more affordable for the island.
FC Isle of Man will be hoping to build on a big win last week when they travelled to face Barnoldswick Town in the NWCFL Premier Division tomorrow afternoon. Ravens interim boss Paul Jones explains what positives they can take from last week's victory to try and get a result tomorrow.
We asked the players before the game just to commit 100% to what we're trying to do, and they did that. So, you know, hopefully we all learn that that's the minimum requirement, so commit to the plan and then give it your everything, which is exactly what the lads did. And there were times when it didn't quite go to plan, but they still dug in. And, you know, that last 10-15 minutes was some resolute defending and making sure that we stayed ahead in the game. So, yeah, energy, intensity, commit to the plan and believe in yourselves that you can not only score a goal but keep them out at the other end as well. So, yeah, there's a lot to take from Saturday, and, you know, hopefully we can build on it in the next couple of days.
Looking to Barnoldswick Town, a 3-3 draw with them when this game took place between the two sides of the bowl earlier in the season. Given the resilience you had to show against Charnock Richard, for example, last weekend defensively when they threw everything at you, knowing the Barnoldswick can be dangerous going forward, how important is that going to be to stay resilient?
Yeah, very much so. I think, you know, that game was a bit topsy-turvy, wasn't it, at home? I think, we were up, felt on top for large parts of the game, and then they went 3-2 up, and it was a last-minute penalty, I think, that got us a draw in the end. So they play in quite an attacking way. If they play in a similar way on Saturday with their fullbacks trying to get up the pitch and playing really high, they try and play a little bit, which is good. But, you know, we think we've got more than enough to cause some challenges for them in the opposite direction. So we want to be brave. We want to play on the front foot. You know, we want to play the game in their half of the pitch wherever possible. So every team in this league has got threat going forward. We don't underestimate the task in front of us, but we think we've got enough in the dressing room to give them a really, really good game.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
19 minutes before 6, Ben McCree departed Heysham at 2:30. She'll be on the Lynxman in a little over half an hour's time at about 6:15. Departing at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The overnight departure 2:30, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6:15, and the morning departure, Ben McCree heads for Heysham at 8:45.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Six residents on the Meadowfield Road in Port Erin are calling for a reduction in their rates due to a building development. They brought their case to the Rates and Rents Tribunal at Douglas Courthouse, our local democracy reporter Emma Draper.
At a tribunal hearing on Thursday the 1st of December, Chair Fiona Knifton was told by two of the residents that the field opposite them was being used for storage and vehicles driving down the road are leaving dirt and dust. A residential home is being built on nearby Bradder Road, which was given planning approval at an appeal in 2018. Port Erin commissioners offered residents living on adjacent Bradder Court a reduction of 15% in their rates due to the disruption they would face from the work. However, residents on Meadowfield Road were only given a 10% reduction, with representatives from Treasury saying that would be sufficient. A Treasury spokesperson, giving evidence at the tribunal, stated that everyone on the road was eligible for the discount, but not everyone had applied. The tribunal panel established that the field being used for storage was not included in the original planning application, and the residents were unaware they would be disrupted due to this. Mrs. Knifton told residents, "The big issue here is that it seems this is a planning issue. From what I can see, the enforcement officer should be down there now. I'm concerned about the future and what's going to happen on this piece of land. Obviously, we don't control planning, and I do have a large amount of sympathy for you." When asked by a panellist what was in the field beforehand, the residents replied, "Cows." The aggrieved parties also claim that the field being used as storage is rented by the farmer. The tribunal panel will now make a decision on whether the residents are due a further discount and will contact them in due course.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes before 6, the UK's Royal Mail has been warned it must stop using COVID-19 as an excuse for late deliveries, even as it grapples with nationwide strikes. The communications regulator in the UK, Ofcom, has been investigating Royal Mail after it missed official performance targets because of COVID. The watchdog said it had decided Royal Mail hadn't been in breach of its regulatory standards in 2021-22 as a result of the exceptional disruption caused by COVID illnesses and a surge in package deliveries during lockdown.
The Stock Market Report. brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower as investors closely monitored news from China over its zero COVID policy. US stocks sank after stronger than expected jobs data had investors recalibrating expectations. Oil ticked higher ahead of a meeting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and its allies on Sunday. And gold priced lower. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 down, barely down 0.3%, but still down 7,556. The DAX in Frankfurt up just over 0.25% at 14,529. Currently in New York City, the trading day continues, and the Dow Jones Industrials down just over 0.1% at 34,343. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down 0.6% at 11,411. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 is down just over 0.4% at 4,060. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1, 22.9 cents, €1, 16.8 cents, and 21 South African rand, 48 cents. In commodities, gold down 0.4% at $1,795 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down just over 0.1%, in fact, almost 0.2% at $86.91 a barrel.
The world was a very different place when Ramsey Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the latest. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving, or surfing this weekend around the coast of the Isle of Man, the sea temperature is 12 Celsius. And for Saturday, the wind is easterly, force 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5. Wave height, 0.3 to 0.7 metres, decreasing to 0.5 to, heading up to 0.5 to 1 metre. Wave period, 2 to 3 seconds, and high tide tomorrow morning is at 7.30. For Sunday, the wind is easterly, come northeasterly, force 5 or 6. Wave height, 0.7 to 1.1 metres, then 1 metre to 1.3 metres. Wave period is 3 seconds. And high tide tomorrow is 8.40 a.m.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
The Manx government was running a £30 million deficit as at the end of September this year. So how does Treasury plan to make up the shortfall? Well, here is the Treasury Minister, Dr. Alex Allinson, MHK.
We are doing our best, but it is very difficult, and certainly something that I'll be doing in Tynwald later on this month is giving a financial statement about the pressures on Treasury, about the pressures on government as a whole.
How confident are you, given that £30 million deficit that was there at the end of September, how confident are you that you could have made at least a good chunk of that up come the end of the financial year? And secondly, as a general, do you believe Treasury actually has a full control over this cost of living crisis at the moment?
I don't think anyone's got full control over what's happening right the way around the world. And we've seen pressures coming from the Ukraine, coming from the Middle East, coming from the Far East. What we do have, though, is very much a sustainable financial plan. And as I said, I'm incredibly grateful to the really clever and talented people in Treasury who have got a handle on this. We know how to balance things. We know where we can draw on reserves. But also there will come next year be some perhaps difficult decisions that need to be made in terms of future financing of some of the key growth areas such as education, such as healthcare, and where we know that there are pressures and where we have committed to do far more. So we will be explaining in the budget next year how we not only balance the books, but actually make that book bigger by providing better services to people on the island and by growing our economy.
And in terms of the deficit, the first part?
In terms terms of the deficit, I'm confident that we can bring this into budget by the end of the financial year. It is not going to be easy. There may need to be some difficult discussions with various departments in terms of their spending. However, we do have reserves we can draw upon in the short term to actually make sure we come in on track.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Rob Pritchard.
Fast am I. Good evening. Starting with football, and Peel will be hoping to maintain their six-point cushion at the top of the Canada Life Men's Premier League this weekend. The Westerners will host Ramsey, who still have hopes of booking a place in the Descartes Railway Cup in a few weeks' time. Meanwhile, in Division 2, Castletown will be hoping to chase down St Mary's at the top of the standings. St Mary's are 5 points clear of the Southern outfit in second, but Castletown, who face Foxdale tomorrow, have three games in hand to make up ground. All games across the divisions kick off at 2 p.m. tomorrow, with the exception of St Mary's versus Governors Athletic in Division 2, which starts at the earlier time of 1:45. In hockey, it's the grand finale of the mixed season tomorrow as Mixed Cup Finals Day takes place at the NSC. The finals of the Mixed Bowl, Cup and Plate all take place across Saturday. The first game of the day at 11 a.m. is the Mixed Bowl final between Division 2 runners-up Ramsey Ravens and Division 3 champions Backers Colts. Ben Cunningham thinks this could go down to the wire.
This one I think will be really close. I mean, I think this one might really go to flicks. This one really is hard to decide on who could really stand out and be a winner on it. It'll be a close one because both of them have been scoring lots and lots of goals.
Meanwhile, Vikings A and Backers A face off in the Cup final at 1 p.m. before the Mixed Plate final between Castletown Southerners and Harlequins at 3 p.m. And in rugby, Douglas will be hoping to build on back-to-back wins when they travel to Glossop in the Regional 2 Northwest tomorrow. Dave Christian thinks the Manx side have the quality to get a result, but that it will be a challenge.
Glossop are in 6th place in the standings. They've won 6 from 11, but Glossop have won at Portishead already this season. Douglas, they've got the players there to do this job, but Glossop's results are going to probably just give them the edge.
Elsewhere, there's a tough trip for Vagabonds in the County's 3 ADM Lancs Cheshire League away at second place New Brighton, and two intra-club derbies this weekend in the Ravenscroft Manx Shield with Ramsey Reds versus Ramsey Blues and Nomads Greens versus Nomads Whites.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, EasyJet's 7:30 from London Gatwick showing on time. Then it's the 5-8 returning patient transfer Loganair from Liverpool and the 8:05 Loganair inbound from London City. Outbound 6 o'clock, Loganair off to Liverpool, the patient transfer plane. Then the last outbound tonight, the 8 o'clock, EasyJet back to London Gatwick. On the roads tonight, well, big news, it's the Young Farmers Christmas Tractor Run. So watch out tonight, tractors depart Port Erin at 6:25 through Colby, Ballabeg to Castletown, departing Castletown at 7:15 to Ballasalla, up the Ballamurda to St John's, then the main road to Douglas, finishing at the grandstand at 9:15. Tomorrow, tractors leave Marine Parade Peel at 5:40 to Kirkmichael, Balaff, Ramsey, Glenmona, Laxey and Onken, then to the grandstand. So watch out for the pretty tractors tonight and tomorrow night. Ballacalawi Road's closed for resurfacing north of Port Erin. You got those narrow lanes and temporary pedestrian crossing on Victoria Street. The bottom of Lurgy Graw's closed for wall maintenance in Laxey and some temporary lights there at Old Laxey Hills Junction. Castle Street one-way northbound in Castletown to the middle of April and still to the middle of April in Peel. Temporary closures and phases around East Quay and the Prom. In Regaby, a series of temporary closures on the Regaby West Road. They're doing some water main replacement there.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
The Isle of Man, along with the UK, is taking measures to combat a global shortage of two key treatments for stroke and heart conditions. So will this have any effect on Manx appointments and treatments? Well, Dr. Sreeman Undole is the Executive Medical Director and Stroke Consultant at Nobles Hospital.
So in the immediate future, the answer is no. There's going to be no change in it. But it is important that we understand that there is a shortage of supply, so we should be better prepared as it was. So the solution doesn't necessarily lie with the Manx care. It's a global supply demand. Things are likely to improve as time goes by, as the manufacturing demand kind of eases out and then better supply chains are kind of remain restored.
You say it won't have any effect in the immediate vicinity, but for those maybe getting treatments down the line, will this have any effect on backlogs in terms of waiting times for treatments?
So this is a moving feast. It's difficult to kind of predict what is going to happen for future. Like I said to you all earlier, the solution doesn't lie with the Manx care in itself. It lies with the global supply. So Immediately, there isn't any concern. But as time goes by, it depends on how much stocks we have access to.
What would you say to patients, as well as maybe their family, friends, or close ones, about that they may be worried that their treatment might be affected? They may worry that treatment might stop overall if stocks are limited. What would you say to them to maybe try and alleviate any concerns?
There are, first of all, I don't think we are mitigating the risk, as I said to you. Immediately, there is no threat. So we are okay with what we are doing at the moment. There are limited options, alternatives that can be used. But those things, we need to work through those plans as time gets closer to it. And if and when should the supply be that short that it actually affecting the patient care, that is when we need to come out with a plan with that. But for now, we have got enough stocks, the patients who needing the treatment are getting the right treatment.
Happy birthday. The Isle of Man Food Bank is celebrating its 9th birthday today, but it's very much business as usual for the charity's volunteers. The team's been collecting donations of food and money at a Douglas supermarket as part of a 3-day initiative. Manager of the food bank, Neil Mellon.
Oh, the support we've been getting from the public yesterday and today, it's been absolutely stupendous. And I've no doubt it won't be any different tomorrow. I think the public are well and truly behind us in this campaign, and it's wonderful to behold.
You spoke to me a couple of weeks ago. You're expecting a surge in the run-up to Christmas. Has that materialised?
Yes, indeed. It's materialised for various reasons, but biggest reason being anxiety and concern about managing with the expected rise in gas, fuel and other things.
Ian, food bank volunteer, very busy down here at Tesco, and it all seems to be going well. What's your role been this morning?
I do actually a little bit of everything. I've been taking the donations back to the food bank in the van, unloading the van, bringing it back, bringing ice boxes back, because unusually in this collection we're asking for dairy products. We can store them. Normally we cannot keep dairy products. But this time we are doing, because we need to give families butter, cheese and other commodities like that.
That's it for updates. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Rhiann Evans. We're back Monday at 5:30.
Merry Christmas from everyone at Victoria Road Primary School in Castletown.